Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
And today we're talking about the relationship dilemma, continuing our conversation that we began on Wednesday. But I believe today we're going to take some callers first and then get into our discussion. So we are going to be getting to our callers in just a moment. Want to invite callers, listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us. Also, like our pages. If you call the show for readings, please do follow us on Facebook. It's the way to show your appreciation for us, for the service that we offer you week in and week out. So we invite you to send us a friend request or follow Neil and Kristen Baker or like Neil Baker Psychic. And the number for our callers is 914-338-0164. Some of you in the queue have not raised your hand. If you'd like a reading, please press 1 on your handset so we know that you would like to speak with us. For further conversation, 562-596-7818. And before we get to our callers, I just want to comment that I keep looking. We're expecting a big storm here. And last night before bed, I was expecting to wake up to rain because they were saying rain at 1:45. But now they're saying rain. We're waiting for this huge storm, which is supposed to be colossal to hit, and is not coming now till like 1:45 is what they're saying, which is odd. So we're waiting. Who knows? Maybe it's just going to pass us by. We don't know. Okay, let's bring on our first caller. Lots of people in the queue today, so hopefully we'll be able to talk to everybody and get to our topic. 604, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you. Thank you.
Hi, who's this? You're welcome.
It's Charlene.
Charlene.
Yes.
With a C or an S?
An S.
An S. Okay. And Charlene, your location?
I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Okay. And what is your birth date?
August 31st, 62.
Okay. What brings you to the show?
Oh, there's a lot of change going on in my world. So I don't know if I want to ask about work or family. I don't know. I guess whatever sounds most prominent to you.
So it's kind of a general reading?
Sure.
Do you, Neil, want her to just verbalize a little bit to us about the changes she's going through? Or do you want to just... going to
well,
cold.
Let me ask you something. Has she ever called the show before?
Have you called the show before once?
I have.
Once or twice?
I've called, I think, twice before.
Twice, so not a lot. I recognize you, but not...
Well, Charlene, first of all, there's a visual I'm getting that isn't the best visual. The visual is like water overflowing.
Okay.
So, well, first of all, do you live near water?
I do. There's been a lot of waterworks going on though, because a lot of emotions, so a lot of changes have happened.
Yeah.
My son was in a tragic accident. He's alive, and my relationship ended with somebody very important to me, and it was very clear ending that police are involved. There's a lot of nasty things going on.
It's hard to hear you, Charlene.
Yeah,
can you
talk
just speak
a little bit.
Off a little bit?
I'm sorry. Let me see if I can turn up my volume. It's up as high as it can go.
Okay.
I'll switch telephones with it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So there was there domestic violence?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And was there, in that domestic violence, did it get emotional? Were you crying?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting in the water aspect of this, both literally, probably, and metaphorically, is that element of a little bit of problem. You know, there's a funny line in Ghost where Whoopi Goldberg says to Demi Moore, "You're in trouble, girl." After Patrick Swayze says to her, "Tell her she's in trouble," and Whoopi Goldberg says, "Don't let me do it my way," and then she says exactly what he says: "You're in a little bit of trouble right now." When we get into a position like this on the radio, it gets a little bit complex, because I don't know if a radio reading is going to supply the kind of information you need. I will say this. During this torrent of emotions that you're going through, probably both in work and in family, the waters will recede. That I do see as being okay. It's just what kind of damage or damage control can be made in the interim. That's what I'm more concerned about. Let me ask you something. As we're moving through this quickly, I got to ask you a couple questions. Has there been any problems, minor or major, with your eyesight or eyes?
Minor.
Minor. What is the minor problem with your eyes?
It's hard to see at times. Not always, but at times. I think it's
like
hormonal imbalances. Mm-hmm.
So not a prescription change, but something that affects your eyesight from time to time, but it stabilizes?
Yes.
But is it something you've been noticing?
Just that they're irritated. They're just irritated, but
okay.
I do feel it's hormonal based, because there's been a lot of trauma. I think I'm in post-trauma.
Yeah, well, probably it's leading to that hormonal imbalance that is aggravating the situation. Is there any compromise about your living situation right now? Is that stable in terms of the geographical area, the home itself?
I've made a decision. I'm actually going to move overseas.
Okay. So the overseas is the water effect, and the attitude of the geographical sort of imbalance is what I'm picking up on. What's happening, Charlene, is that I'm starting to work into the problem you're having, and as I'm working towards it, I'm starting to find, from your own words, validations as to what I'm getting. Of course, you introduced yourself with problems going on, but I'm starting to pick up on some of the content of those problems and determining that probably if we're a little bit over 50-50, a little bit over 50-50 being kind of seriously considered problems, but ultimately, I see the waters receding, so things will settle down. But right now, it's not going to be that way. I think you're going to experience some. The worst part of this is yet to occur. But I don't think that the overall plot development is going to be devastating.
Where is she moving?
Scotland.
Hmm. We had a client that recently had a very strange experience in Scotland. We can't get into, but you know, Charlene, it's probably good that you are moving. I mean, you're 24 years past your karmic situation of 30, and 24 is divisible by 8, actually by 3. So 3 times 8 is 24. You're 54. Your energy was changed to 30. You have an 8 and 3 in your first two numbers.
And the 24 is inner 62, obviously. The distance between 6 and 2 is 4, and the 2 is solidly there.
So some of this is in place of kind of a karmic journey you're on. I know it's happening now, but it's still karmic. This is a karmic situation. If we had more time, we'd go into the birth dates of some of these people and kind of get into the arrangement. I think for the limited amount of time we have, what we've established is you are going to be facing a crisis. It's Mars coming up. The maneuvering through that, I think, is quite possible, more probable than possible, and that you'll be okay. But there is a lot to be said for what you're going to be coming up against. I just don't have the time to get into it. I kind of sense it and feel it. So, you know, unfortunately, because of our hour limitation
here,
we have some new callers, we have to kind of move on. But I'm at least giving you a heads up on a psychic viewpoint as to what you might expect.
All right. I'll seek it on Facebook. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, Charlene, thank you. And the number to call is 562-596-7818 for more conversation. Okay, so it looks like some of our callers got disconnected somehow and then came back. So the order is still as is here. 505, you got disconnected or something happened, but you're back.
Yeah,
are you there?
I got disconnected. I called back. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, this is Patricia. I'm just calling back. My birthday
uh-huh.
is 1/24/1963.
Okay.
And the last time I called, I was inquiring about my sister who I hate to use the word kicked out, but she got kicked out of a nursing home because of her behavioral attitudes and then went into a hospital, and they found another nursing home. In fact, she's getting transported today, and I just want to make sure that's going to work out for her. It may be her last destination.
I'm not remembering that you told us. I know you asked about your sister the last time, but I'm not remembering that detail that she got kicked out, so I'm not sure that you shared that with us on the last show. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's not something we knew. Do you remember this reading?
No.
but
I don't expect you to remember. But her birthday is 10/10/56.
And she has.
I know you asked.
She has some developmental issues. Is that what it is, or psychiatric
mental.
Issues?
Yeah,
mental.
Psychiatric mental. Issues.
So what? What?
And it's
what
interesting
exactly
because they're sending her to a nursing home where she was born.
Oh wow,
so
that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That's
and
why I wanted to call today.
So she's going to the nursing home where she was born. What has she been diagnosed with?
Schizophrenia. And she has dementia.
Oh, boy. And you're we talked about you being the caretaker for her, the person in the family that's the primary caretaker. That's what we talked about, but I don't think you knew.
Yeah.
What?
The point
Go
of
ahead.
Contact, basically. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's
the
okay.
The point of contact.
So that's what we had discussed on the last show, but not the being kicked out. So you're wondering how it's going to go. Oh.
Well,
I'm hoping
you know,
this is going to be her last destination.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know, your years are interchangeable. 5/6 becomes 56, and 6/3 becomes 63. Your master numbers together become a 4, which is your fire number in your day. There is a sort of... karmically, you're connected to her not just through the blood and body, but through the soul. So there is a soul energy going on here. And the attitude whenever somebody has an 11, for instance, she does have 101, there's an 11, she has zeros, it's problematic. And
yeah.
She has an 11 in her 56.
She's a 23/5, right?
Yeah, and your numbers 8 and 5 become your first and last numbers, 1 and 3, because 8 and 5 is 13. All this really means in numerical code is that you are entwined with her, and you're asking if this is her last. Yeah, I think it probably is. I don't want to send out any mixed messages or send out anything that's too overwhelming, but 4 years from now, I'm not getting a good vibe about her. How old is she right now?
She is
60.
But she's going to be 61 this year, right?
Yeah, she's going to be 61 this October.
In October.
Yeah. You know, maybe 64, 65. I don't know. Has she ever attempted suicide?
No, but she's very combative with the other residents, and they can't have that legally. She's very angry, very combative.
Yeah. Well, then, I don't see a suicide, but I just want to know where the direction of her energy went. And if she's hearing schizophrenic, if she's hearing actually voices, what form of schizophrenia is she experiencing?
You know, I think she's very clairvoyant. She sees spirits. She sees entities. She hears them. I think she's clairaudient and clairvoyant, and from a very young age.
Did she ever play piano or draw or anything?
Oh, she's an excellent artist.
Yeah.
She can draw and make clothes, like, without a pattern.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. You know, you're doing the best you can. I can tell you that 4 years from now, I can experience a crisis of some sort. I'm not going to go definitively into any absolute answer on that, but I'm getting that a little bit. Around that time, I see a kind of a change going on in your life, too. I know we're jumping ahead. Do you have clear plans to stay in the home you're in until you die, or do you have desires to maybe want to move at some point?
I want to move into a smaller place. I want to move into the forest. I mean, I really want a peaceful life. I've had it rough all my life.
Yeah. Well, here's what we're seeing, Patricia, that from now, between now and the next 4 years, there's going to be some changes. You'll probably, right now, rough draft form in pencil, 4 years from now, you may just be making that move. Now, this is pencil, not pen. And, you know, so something's going on in that respect. You're 54 now. You're going to be experiencing a big change at 56, even though, because that
and
is
that's
a multiple
her,
of
that's,
eight.
That's her sister's year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
isn't that weird?
So we're kind of, you know, your best, I don't know, maybe at some point do a detailed reading. That's up to you. Your journey seems to be a long-term. There's more long-term things going on. This probably will be your sister's last stop, beginning end. She ends where she began, and that might be part of it. You know, it's hard. I don't have time to go into it with great depth because yours is a multi-layered situation. That I'd have to look between the folds of time to really decipher the specifics. I see two divorces somewhere. Where were the two divorces?
I've only been divorced once, and I am not with anybody right now. I'm just.
What about a parent? Do you have a divorced? Was there a divorce in the family anywhere?
No.
Okay, so
sister,
the two. Yeah,
huh?
The two.
What did she say?
One sister, but.
The two divorces, Patricia, is the one you had, and then ultimately the one that will happen between you and your sister, I think, when she does cross over. Because I think that there's a family tie there that goes deeper than this lifetime. But that's where I think I'm getting the two divorces. But anyways, I don't want to leave too much darkness around this. There's a lot to be said for the good side of this story of yours in this lifetime. So I don't want to leave you with too much of this dismal stuff. But, you know, we're dealing with a difficult topic. And so we have to address that. But that's not to exclude some of the good things that can happen. We just don't have time to discuss that today.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Okay,
I just wanted to touch base with you because of what had happened, which is interesting. She went back to the place where she's born. And I know her life number is a 5, and today's a 5, I think. So it's interesting how that's happening.
I think today's a 4, actually.
Well, remember, real quick, remember there's a 10-10, that's an 11. And she's born in 56, that's an 11. So when you look at those two aspects of her birth date, the beginning and the ending coincide.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, today's actually a 20 equals 2.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
you may have added something differently.
Oh, okay, today's the 17th. Okay, now I
understand. Yeah, because you're, I mean, the full date, well, I'm adding the full date. So if it's 2/17/2017, that comes, that's a 20 equals 2. So today's actually a 2. But that corresponds to her, her karmic side of the birth date, which is a 2. 1 and 1 is 2. So
that's what I was thinking about. Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely a connection.
That's why
in that
I called
regard.
In, because it's so interesting, these numbers happening today, and I was just hoping that something good is going to come out of this. And I
the reflective energy, it's the year matches the day, 217 in 2017.
Yeah, and she has a 2 in her day, and, right, and the, her sister has a 2 in
the right, in the 11. Okay, Patricia, well.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, 562-592.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is the number to call.
You know, the piecemeal of these readings, they're, of course, it's not structured. Sometimes we give definitive answers, but the structure of the hour with so many callers, you can't. You have to kind of piecemeal.
Right. I mean,
we
go as deep as possible, but it is essentially skimming the surface, because to get into the real depth of people's lives takes more than 5 to 10 minutes for sure. Hopefully people are more complex than a 5 to 10 reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's bring on 760.
Hi
there.
It's Renee.
Oh my God, Renee. That is crazy.
How are
I was
you?
Thinking of you last night in bed. I swear to God.
No, are you kidding me? I was like, I swear to God,
I was thinking of you. I can't believe it.
That's so crazy. No, see, it's like we were already connecting, because I was like, oh, I wish they're on tomorrow so I could talk and just say hi and how are you?
Yes, that is
and,
so
you
funny.
Know, you guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks,
oh,
Renee.
My gosh,
and I was thinking
so crazy.
About your karmic number. And master number 28101. I was thinking of her last night. So
what's
weird. I don't know if I summoned you or if I was just picking up that you were going to call. What's your
probably
birthday?
Probably so, because I was thinking 102861.
Yeah. So I did remember 102861.
Yes.
How's Jade doing?
Yes, yes. Jade is doing okay. You know, I was speaking with her too. You know, we always touch bases and speak about you guys as well, because, you know, with our busy life, it's like we always want to call, but it's in the middle of where everybody's at work or whatever. So I said, well, I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to try and call. And
glad
here I
you
am.
Did. Good. So what's new? Do you have a question?
Not really. Just like a general little reading or whatever. I mean, I didn't go back with Jim Morrison. Last time I called, I had met some guy, and I still love him dearly, but, you know, things are weird, I guess. I don't know what that's all about, but I do know that he's part of my past, or he's like a soulmate of some sort, because
right.
I have such a connection with him, you know. And then he did text me on Valentine's Day, hi, sunshine, or whatever, you know. So I just thought I need to call and touch bases with you guys.
Yeah, well,
and
she's
that's pretty much it.
She's going to be going through a big change this October.
Jade?
It's a double. She's going to be 56, 28 and 28. So your karmic number is 28, and when you're 56, that's actually the sum of your karmic number twice. So big change. Big change, plus
really?
28 a day. I mean, there's there's all kinds of stuff with 56 going on in her birthday. 6-1, the 5 in there. So that
you
should
know,
be a big year.
I hope it's a good one.
I'm getting a bizarre image around you. Are you anywhere in summertime? You anywhere in a area where there would be a lot of honeybees?
I live near the beach. No, there's not at this point anyway. I was around a lot of bees. That was in Crestline, but I don't go there anymore.
She was in Crestline around bees.
Oh, you were in Crestline. Okay, I used to, Crestline was in my history a very important place at one time.
Where's Crestline? I'm not familiar with Southern California, really, but.
Yeah, so that's where actually Jim lived. And he had tons of sunflowers, which are my favorite. And bees are very attracted to that.
Okay, so, and that's where who lives?
Jim, the guy you were involved with before?
Yes, I was involved with him for like 3 months. It was like a whirlwind. I fell madly in love with him.
Okay.
And, you know, things just didn't work out, and that's okay.
So that's why the honeybees are coming in, because you were in a relationship with him. You mentioned him here on the radio, but
yes,
you've
I did.
Now kind of departed that relationship. So that's probably just a vibe from that.
Okay.
And there's a reason.
But he did text me on Valentine's Day, so I don't know if that's what that's all about.
Well, you know, I mean, that was once, and there's some mild connection, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to a different place of a relationship coming up, probably preceding October. You know, around May and June and the bees and all this. I probably, and I'm looking at a possible relationship coming in around that time. You said you met somebody new, but I don't know. We're not exactly in the bee zone right now. We're still in the tail end of winter. So I don't think about this person, but I do think that there is somebody else coming that around maybe May or June that will appeal to you. And so I'm looking with you at some sort of love situation coming up. There's a name from the past that has nothing to do with the person I'm speaking about, but the name is Clark. Have you ever known a Clark in your life?
No, I've never.
Could be
in my
a last
life,
name
a Clark.
Too. Could you know? It
no,
could be a last name though. Anybody with the last name Clark?
No, not to my not that I would remember. But no,
okay.
The name Clark is not. I did meet a Tim, but other than that, that's
Tim
probably the only
Clark.
Person I met.
What I want you to do
so.
Is, what I want you to do, Renee, is to be aware of any Clark that may be coming up. If I'm wrong here, it's because it hasn't come in yet, and I'm misinterpreting it as a name that has been when it's really coming up. So Clark may be coming up. Now, if that name does come up, then it is significantly from a past life. So... But I think I'm seeing Clark, the name Clark.
Clark.
It may be with an E, it may not. But but that name, you should just listen and wait for that name to come up in any context.
So
I don't care what the context
might, is. That might be a marker for her meeting somebody new.
Yeah.
But it may not necessarily be Clark. I mean, it's just that's the signpost in the road.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be keep my eyes and ears open for it.
Okay, Renee. Well, so glad to hear from you.
Yes, thank you so much. It's always so great to touch bases with you guys. Thank you so much for everything you say and do for me. It really means a lot.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. And say hello to Jade also.
I most certainly will.
Okay,
thank you
so
much. Have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too, Renee. Take care. And keep us posted on
bye-bye.
Clark.
Okay. I will. I will keep you posted on Clark, I promise.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I swear I was thinking about her last night laying in bed. It's so weird. I mean, I always, you know, like we were saying on the last show, you're saying, you know, I've been doing this for so long. It doesn't shock me or surprise me anymore when I get psychic information. But for me, you know, it's still shocking and surprising.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is. When you start to connect things together in a psychic way, not coincidental, but psychic, you start to understand just how the process works.
Yeah, so it's exciting. Okay. It's exciting for me, at least. Maybe not so much for you, but anyway, 727 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi, taking my call. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Jennifer?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. And your birth date?
3/18/68.
68. Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12, 22, and 14. She's a 36, 9. Yep. It's weird. I'm getting people's divisions today. Solid in division when I'm writing the birth dates down. Jennifer, what's your question?
My husband and I have had some troubles in our marriage, and we're trying to work things out. And
all right, let's get his birthday.
11/20/69.
14 and 15. He's 29. Is 29/11/2? Mm-hmm. Is that right? I wrote a 2 down. Okay, and they're interesting. Wow. Well, 29, 11, 2.
A lot of complications.
Yeah, and you guys are, she's a 36-9. Is that what you got when you added it up? Did I add it up right? Yeah, you two are his karmic number together, 29. I mean, lots of stuff with the birth date. So you're wondering about what specifically, the possibility of working things out or?
Yeah, like how do you see, I mean, we're trying to work things out. We have three kids together. We've both hurt each other, but recently it's been actually just, a huge trauma that he's caused me that I've found things out he's been doing for the last like 10 years that I didn't know about. And I just want to know if, you know, we can heal and move on. And we were planning on like renewing our vows because I've also found out like the day astrologically we were married, which was really horrible as well.
What day was that?
It was 6/24/95. But, like, where we were, did it at, and it was a lot of communication problems. So I've been working with an astrologer, and he came up with October 11th of this year to be a good day to
do that. The 22, their wedding date? Did I add that up?
24/95.
Did I add it up wrong?
Yeah.
8, 12, 22, and 14. No, it's a 36-9. That's her karmic number and master number.
Yeah, 36-9.
Yeah. So that date actually matches your karmic and master number in its total. And it's interesting you said you have three children because that's your month, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Three children.
Tons of 11s.
Yeah, a lot of 11s.
You know, Jennifer, 10 years, he's been... The 29, 11, 2s, they always have some sort of darkness going on. Typically, it's sometimes it revolves around sex, issues of sexuality, but it can just be a general darkness. Certainly if he's been hiding things from you for 10 years and he has a problem, it's not amazing that a man can be in love with his wife and also be carried with problems and have burdens and obsessions and all kinds of things going on. First of all, what this man is going to have to do is value the importance of his marriage and also value the importance of curtailing his vices, which would involve probably some deep-rooted therapy that he may have or may not have gone through, but still it's needed. The marriage counseling is still needed. I don't know if an astrologer is your answer.
Well, we're going through counseling and coaching right now, too. I forgot to mention that.
How long have you been going through counseling?
For about a month. I mean, we have in the past. We had problems in the past where we almost did get divorced, and we worked through it. And
is there any infidelity going on?
Emotional, yes.
Telling
me not physical, but I found out he was talking as a friend, which I have had someone tell me, like, an ex-girlfriend for like the last 8-9 years. And then I've been sick, and we just, the last year or so, I really haven't had much of a sex drive. And I found out in addition, so he's been connecting more with this ex-girlfriend long distance again, but not saying he's in love with her, but special bond, talking about their marriages, how they wish their marriages were better. And then I found out for like, I don't even know, the last year, he's been messaging and having inappropriate conversations with several women. So he's claims and promises nothing physical has ever happened, but still it's, you know, a betrayal. And in the past, when we almost did get divorced, you know, there's been other issues. But again,
does
I mean,
have
I
other compulsions besides women?
No, not really. I mean, not that I know of. I mean, he doesn't like gamble or drink or smoke or, you know, use drugs or anything like that.
It's just kind of a sexual thing.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, you guys are karmically connected pretty deeply, and to have three children, mm-hmm. Are the children under the age of 14?
14 is my youngest. The rest are, the other two are older.
So I got, so the four, 14. See, when the 14, when the child that's 14 was born, I really feel that switch. There was a big switch in the marriage.
Okay.
And that was 2003.
Yeah.
Or 2002.
14. I said 14. Under 14, and you go, well, 14 is the youngest of my children, and that's when I feel they're. You see, and you said in the last 10 years, and this was 4 years prior to that. It depends. It depends on the commitment between two people and what ultimately what marriage means in terms of getting through one's ego, one's obsessions, one's sickness, whatever it may be. Sometimes it's easier to part. Your youngest is 14, so divorce wouldn't be terribly devastating in terms of the impact on your children. Of course, it wouldn't be a great thing, but what you know, it's how talented the and convincing, if you will, the therapist is, how much committed you two are, how there's ways to maneuver through therapy where accomplishments can be made where otherwise you wouldn't even see them happening. It all depends on the direction of this energy. I do see someone who's very involved in photography. Who's the photographer?
My daughter. Does it? She works for a company in photography, and she also is a really, really good photographer. But I mean, not like professional, but she.
Well,
yeah, but
that's, you know, that's the idea. Yeah, Jennifer, the idea that we're picking up here, the attitude that your daughter works for a photographer, photography is enough of a link to considering what we're discussing with you today. That you basically have a very problematic marriage. It can be worked out. It demands special talents on the part of the therapist, as well as the commitment level of the two of you. Now, you have a sort of sexual dysfunction or a lack of libido. That is, you know, obviously vital to your husband. It's causing a problem. That has to be addressed. We're looking at it. We're not looking at a small hole here. This is a deep problem that's going on in your family that 5 minute reading is not going to resolve.
Can I interject something? I mean, he's been texting for a year like these other women, but for 8 to 9 years, he's been involved with someone from his past. But I'm assuming your sex drive hasn't been affected for 8 or 9 years, right?
No, I mean, what happened was we almost, right before that, we almost got divorced because I felt he was emotionally and verbally abusive twice. Ugh. I told him I wanted a divorce. He said he would change. And again, you know, I'm not saying I didn't cause any problems either. You know, there's times where I heard him earlier. So what happened was he said this ex-girlfriend reached out to him, and at first they were, you know, and it always was just like friends. But then he was telling her about how I hurt him and how he wishes he had a best friend. And so this whole time I had no idea he was talking to her, just like they were basically commiserating about their marriages and how they wish they were better. And then it really, you know, he said he wasn't in love with her, but within the last year is when I guess I was more sick. And I didn't even really know I was sick. That's a whole other issue, but, or what was causing it. But, what did you get about the photography, though, about my daughter?
Well, the
what
photography is... was a validation. So, was picking up an energy around you and, you know, validation that the advice that's being given is solid.
Yes, but it's also linking to further discussion. It's a door that opens up that may have more truth and involvement of information in there than we're just initially saying, you know. When one is vulnerable, when a marriage has vulnerable, is in a vulnerable position, and people are susceptible to discrepancies, if you will,
indiscretions.
There's already an ongoing problem. It doesn't have to consummate into an actual affair, but there's a very serious problem going on here. And if you have any physical fatigue, or if you're under
I'm better now. What it was, I had breast implants that were causing me. They made me sick. I had
the silicone or whatever.
Yeah.
Breast implant illness for 6 years, and I got them out, and now I'm actually feeling better. And getting back to my old self. And
Jennifer,
we've got to.
You need to really concentrate on the therapy right now. That's most important, and it needs to be done effectively. And that will thereby determine the outcome of this marriage situation. But there is no link to a definitive answer at this time.
But you're welcome to call the show again or call 562-596-7818 for further discussion. You can explore the photography link further. It's hard on a radio show, like we said prior to your call, to get into the depth, especially when there's so many complications. There's a lot of work that could be done on an energetic level, though, to kind of work this out, I think.
Okay, it was 562-596-7818.
That's right. And it's on the Blog Talk Radio site as well, Jennifer.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 267 is our next. Hello. Are you there, caller?
Sorry. Yes. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Donna, and my birth date is 4/21. Do you need a year?
Yes, please.
A 62.
62. Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I'd like to know, do you see anything in the relationship department for me anytime?
In the relationship department. So you're single.
I've been split up with my husband about 7 months ago. And
7 months ago. That's your master number. Isn't she 25/7? Neil?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
7 months ago they split up?
Yeah. And she's a 25/7.
Okay.
4, 5,
well,
6, 7.
Relationship coming up, yes. So if your the question is, will I be in a relationship? Yes. If your question is, well, okay, how soon?
Mm-hmm.
I would breathe easy for about 8 months. Throwing it out there, 8 months. Who in your family, if anywhere in the stretch of your imagination, or not imagination, but in the stretch of your family history, cousins, uncles, grandfather, who had a boat?
My father did years ago.
Okay, so your father did. A little fishing boat or?
I don't really remember. It was just the regular boat. I remember going out with him on it, him and my stepmom, and vaguely. That's the only thing I know about a boat at all.
Well, that's fine. I mean, my family doesn't have any, we didn't have any boats, you know. I mean, boats is not everybody's got a boat. So the reason that I'm saying that, you know, it brings up your father, it brings up your stepmother, that brings up a divorce. And did either of your parents remarry?
Yes, both of them did.
Yeah. So what I'm taking from these broken pieces is the idea that in about 8 months, put it in stone, but somewhere around that time zone, another relationship's going to come in. And there's someone, whether this is important or not, but there's someone in the family named, I think, or a friend named Sarah. Was there ever a Sarah in your past?
Sarah.
Doesn't have to be a major connection, but if you can remember something, a Sarah classmate or.
She wasn't that tall. She was maybe 5 foot. It sounds like she's crossed over.
Hmm.
Did you have any aunts or anybody that were kind of small and jolly and funny that you recall?
No, not named Sarah, but maybe later it'll come to me.
Yeah. Are you living in a 2-bedroom situation now?
No, I live in a 3-bedroom house.
Okay, when were you at any time living in a 2-bedroom?
Yes, I was.
Okay, that I'm going there, and somewhere there, there's a Sarah. I don't know. Was it a home, or was it an apartment or a condo? What was it?
It was a duplex.
Okay, so in that duplex, was there any older woman that lived either upstairs or downstairs?
No, there was a couple that lived downstairs.
A couple.
Uh-huh. I don't know yet, Donna, but there's something in that two-bedroom that's connected to a Sarah. Were you married then?
Yes, I was, to my first husband.
Ah, okay.
It was a very abusive marriage. That was bad.
Yeah, correct. And who was the heavy smoker?
Neither one of us, but my husband now that we're separated, he's a very heavy smoker.
Okay, so pieces to the puzzle. What, it doesn't matter. I've given you a minute. We're giving you a minute or two of dialoguing here, but I'm going to tell you that in about 8 months, you're going to probably be in another relationship. You're going to meet somebody. These other pieces, we don't have time. There's some off and on. There's some validations going on that we're trying to piece together. We don't have time to go into it further on the radio show, but I'm intrigued by the images. Someone who does the crossword puzzles?
Puzzles. My mom likes to do puzzles.
Ah, okay. So I wonder if there's some kind of connection you're making. Your mom, is she crossed over or still alive?
Oh no, she's still alive. She's still alive.
She's still alive. So she used to do puzzles.
Yeah, something's brewing. But in a nutshell, it means that a relationship's coming. To answer your question, these other parts are more or less. These attitudes of validation that I'm getting here and there that mean something to me, but we don't have time to map it all out today.
Oh, okay. Could I ask you something else? Do you see anything about my husband, if the reason, we split up, does he still love me? Is there any hope or...
So you're looking to reconnect with the husband that you got divorced with. What's your husband's birthday real quick?
4/23/68.
Wow.
33/6.
Yeah, and they've got a...
There's a dissatisfaction there that is not really healthy for a really nice, flourishing relationship. The dissatisfaction that your husband feels, there's something within deeper in his soul. I don't think it means that he doesn't love you, but I think that means that he has an issue that he's carrying. It's something deep. I don't know if you're aware of it, but probably something that has still haunting him from childhood, that still is catching up and being part of his adult system today. Don't go into detail, but are you aware of any past child issue or teenage issue that he had growing up?
I know his dad was a very bad alcoholic, and also my husband has kind of a drinking problem. I don't know if he still does. If he does, he's keeping it a secret, but...
Yeah.
And he had a lot of trauma because of his dad's alcoholism. I knew that.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. You know, it's a problem, Donna, to find happiness by going back into something that needs repair. Yeah, best you move on. That's my suggestion. But to answer your question, because I'm picking up a crisis in him and you're validating that crisis.
Yeah, I mean, with
extent.
Drinking, you're saying he has an alcohol problem, probably not a healthy situation to return to.
Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, you don't have to resolve it by trying to figure out how to reconnect with him. I don't know if that's the answer. But again, we're just giving advice. And our advice is to go forward.
Okay, Donna.
Right. Do you see him with anybody?
Donna, we've got to move on to our next caller. Okay. Usually it's like one question per caller. So if you want to ask further questions, 562-596-7818.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, 407. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, hey, hello, Neil. Hey, Kristen.
10/17/1974. 30 equals 3. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling with good news. I'm calling with a validation. When I called last week, I had asked you about moving, suggestions where to move to, because that was an issue. And the good news is that I found a place that I'm going to move to soon.
Wait, did you see a bird's nest by any chance?
Actually, yes, I did.
Wow.
I when I spoke to you that day, I had plans to do something completely different that weekend. And within a few hours after I spoke with you, my plans completely changed. And you had told me to look for a bird nest. So the next day I went kayaking and I looked up and in between two trees, I think there was a pole or something very bizarre. There was this huge bird's nest. And I had never been to this area before either. And I did see birds in the bird's nest. So you had told me about that. You told me about abundance. So my question was, I got the place, but I got the impression that I would understand something more about abundance, and I don't have that connection.
Well, I mean, the abundance obviously came in the form of the road marker being the bird's nest full of baby birds, and then you got a place. That's the message of abundance. I mean, at least on that level.
Yeah. You know, to extend the metaphor, Michelle, you have the eggs, you just don't have the birds yet. So you got the nest, you got the eggs, and so metaphorically speaking, an egg isn't a bird, but an egg leads to a bird. The bird's nest led to the place, and the place will lead to the abundance. You're just thinking it's all coming at once.
Right.
But that's like saying, well, I'm pregnant, so where's my kid? You know, you got to wait. You know, if you're talking about this broad term abundance, who has a tattoo around you?
There was a guy recently that I met had a tattoo.
All right. So there's another landmark. I mean, you know, Michelle, you can't, this is good. It's a validation.
Yeah.
Thanks
and I
for
mean, exciting.
And
that isn't that magical. I mean,
yeah.
You saw
it
the bird.
It was magical.
Nest.
I
bet
I
you were like,
because I had no
what?
Intentions of going. I did. I stopped talking like mid-sentence when I looked up.
Wow.
You know, the
love
journey,
hearing things like that.
The journey of the astral realm, it's an amazing journey. It's fun to look, when you have the third eye, it's fun, anybody. It's fun to look down and see things coming. Some of them are in stone. Some of them are relative to certain circumstances. But this is, after all, a psychic show. So we're glad for the validation. You have some more good things coming up, but life goes on, you know?
Yeah, it's
and,
an unfolding of process rather than everything landing at once. But I mean, you know, too, being able to get a new place shows a sure sign of abundance, because you were really worried about your location and everything. So now this is settled before you go to Spain. You've got it set.
Yeah.
And then do you move in afterward or are you moving in before?
No, before. It should be next week or so.
So you're all set. You're going to get set before you go, and that's great.
Yes. Is it possible that I could ask if maybe you could just tell me a little bit more about, like, possible work coming to me? Because I look
ideas?
At that as abundance, too.
So you're, as far as ESL, or is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Work, contracts, those kinds of things.
She does English as a second language, and she teaches online generally, right?
Right, and real people, too, in workshops.
You do live courses?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michelle, I'm seeing the number 4 as a figure that involves, there's either going to be 4 new people you're doing, or there's a 4 family unit. I'm seeing like a family unit that needs English. So do you ever deal with families? Well, I don't know if there's 4 families, there's 4 people in a family, but in terms of your work situation, it seems to me that if you can arrange your advertising in such a way that you do family English sessions so that you can connect to members on a family level and do it in a group session. Have you ever done that before?
No, I've done it with adults, but usually the children are not there.
Well, I think that it might be something for you to think about. You don't have to, but if it's intriguing, you're calling psychics on this show, there, you might want to think a little bit about family language, English, learning English as a family unit. I don't know if that will work, but that's what I'm getting to share with you right now.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to end it. We're almost to the 90-second mark here, Michelle. So hopefully that was helpful.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes, it was. And I just wanted to tell you the great validation. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. Bye. Okay. We're out of time, Neil. Back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and rest of your week. Bye-bye.